Greetings, everyone, and welcome back to our Standing Watch program. Israel has lost its war against Hamas in the Gaza Strip. Now, that is at least the evaluation and the assessment of many commentators and commentaries and news agencies around the world. Let me read to you from Welt Online, an article which was published January 18. It says, Israel's leading newspapers put pictures of victorious Israeli troops on their front pages on Sunday. But behind the banner headlines, some commentators wondered whether the conflict had not worsened the prospects for peace with Gaza. This war was a just war, wrote one leading commentator, but this was not a wise war. This war presumes to change the situation. But the situation, regrettably, will change only for the worse. Now, this is notwithstanding that President Obama announced today that he will send a special envoy to the Middle East, George Mitchell, the former U.S. ambassador to the UN, trying to bring about and broker a peace contract, a peace agreement. But Mr. Mitchell already said that the prospects are rather slim, if not impossible. I can tell you right now, my friends, that's not what's going to happen. But let's first of all continue reading from some of the magazines and articles. Here's one from the German magazine Süddeutsche Zeitung, dated January 19, saying, what has Israel's offensive actually achieved? Apart from more than 1,300 people dead, more than 5,300 wounded, and some relatively unproductive crisis diplomacy. Israeli Prime Minister Ehud Olmert announced that the aim of the offensive has been achieved, but so far he still hasn't spelled out what the objective of the war against Hamas actually was. And then there are some, as we will see in a moment, who are trying to do it for him. It says a majority of the 1.5 million people in the Gaza Strip see Israel as being responsible for the devastation and destruction. Israel's supposed victory, which Olmert talks of, is in reality a defeat. The campaign has sown hatred and anger and brought Israel only insecurity in return. Der Spiegel Online published an article on January 20 entitled, Hooray, We Lost. And then they say, 1,300 dead, that screams to the heavens. That is not an issue of proportionality. A pile of corpses like that is a nightmare, a catastrophe. That is a down payment on the apocalypse. And then listen to this article by the Jewish paper Haaretz, which was published on January 22, entitled, Gaza War, Utter Failure for Israel. And that's what the article said. On the morrow of the return of the last Israeli soldier from Gaza, we can determine with certainty that they had all gone out there in vain. This war ended in utter failure for Israel. This goes beyond the profound moral failure, which is a grave matter in itself, but pertains to its inability to reach its stated goals. We have nothing in this war. We have gained nothing in this war, save hundreds of graves. And then they go out to explain what the stated and unstated goals actually were. It says the initial objective of the war was to put an end to the firing of Qassam rockets. They say that didn't happen. Secondly, the second war's objective, the prevention of smuggling, was not met either. Thirdly, Israel's ability to achieve its third objective is also dubious. The deterrence we supposedly achieved in the second Lebanon war has not had the slightest effect on Hamas, and the one supposedly achieved now isn't working any better. The sporadic firing of rockets from the Gaza Strip has continued over the past few days. And then they say the fourth objective, which remained undeclared, was not met either. The IDF has not restored its capability. We have not weakened Hamas. The vast majority of its combatants were not harmed, and popular support for the organization has in fact increased. When it comes to assessing Israel's international situation, the article goes on to say, we must not allow ourselves to be fooled by the support parade of Europe's leaders. The conclusion is that Israel is a violent and dangerous country, devoid of all restraints and blatantly ignoring the resolutions of the United Nations Security Council while not giving a hoot about international law. Now that sounds pretty similar to what the world declared when they looked at the United States of America after we started the war against Iraq. And look at the reputation we have gained during that war. Now, some have said, well, all of this has changed now because there are certain Arab nations, amongst them Syria and Egypt, but excluding Iran, who are trying to come together now to work on a united front. But listen to what that united front might be against. It says here in the New York Times, dated January 19, that leaders from Syria, Saudi Arabia, Qatar, Jordan, and Egypt met privately, apparently seeking to present a united front. But notice, Syria called for declaring Israel a terrorist state. So it appears like the united front is still against Israel. It might indirectly also be a competition towards Iran, at least that's what they may have in mind, but it's still against Israel. The same week when this happened, Der Spiegel Online published an interview with Mr. Sadat, the president of Syria, and notice what he had to say. We do not recognize Israel, and Israel is still our enemy. It occupies part of our country, the Golan Heights. It goes on to say that Hamas today must be part of any peace agreement, something which Israel at this point is not prepared to allow. And then he says Hamas will not disappear. Hamas has the trust of the people, and anyone who wishes to destroy it must destroy an entire people. He also said there cannot be any peace in the Middle East without Syria. And then he made the very profound statement. He said, we would welcome it if the Germans in general played a larger role. Now that's something I have heard over the years many times stated by Arab leaders and the common person on the street in Arab countries. They are looking towards Germany more than any other country, more than the United States, more than any other European country to get involved in the Middle East. And the world is pushing Germany to do that. Right now, Germany is not quite prepared to do it yet. But let me tell you, my friends, the Bible tells us that Germany will, under the umbrella of a European unity. Now, some will say, oh, this is ridiculous. Europe will never unite. And looking at it from the feeble attempts of man, I would agree. But I don't care what it may appear to look. I look at what the Bible tells us. And the Bible tells us very clearly that the United States will not be successful in bringing a peace agreement over there in the Middle East, which will last. Germany, under the European umbrella, will do it. And let me also tell you, my friends, I don't believe that many understand how the Germans really feel and how the Germans really think. They might look at what politicians, mainstream politicians might say, what the mainstream German press might publish, but they don't understand the soul and the heart of the German people. I know, because I've lived in Germany for over 25 years until I migrated to the United States about 25 or so years ago, but I still have had strong and lasting contacts with many Germans. They're not going to tell any newspaper reporter, they're not going to tell any American newspaper reporter, I should say, or maybe even German ones, of the mainstream, and they are not going to tell President Bush or President Obama how they really feel. But it's not true at all that they are very pro-Israel. It is not true. And Germany ultimately will show its true colors, but then it's not going to be very peaceful in the long run either. I dare to say that President Bush never understood how the heart and the soul of the Germans really was, and I don't think President Obama understands it either. And so that is what we are going to see, because the Bible tells us what is going to happen. I'm telling you right now, you might not believe it, you might disagree with it, you might scoff at it, but when it happens, and it will, you will understand, you will realize, you will hopefully remember that you have been told. So keep watching the Middle East. It's critically important that you understand and have the right perspective as to what is happening over there in that part of the world. Thanks very much for watching. Until next time, this is Norbert Link for the Standing Watch program.